You're listening to Sunday Extra on RN. I'm Hugh Rimmington. Now, to Australia's immediate north is an independence struggle that its supporters say has been criminally overlooked. West Papua is internationally recognised as a province of Indonesia, but the people who live there, at least most of them, say that is an historical error and a deep wrong that has exposed them to human rights violations and the loss of their right to their own autonomy. Now, a petition carrying 1.8 million signatures has been hand-delivered to the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, in Geneva. And delivering that petition was a leader of the independence movement in West Papua, in fact, the chairman of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, Benny Wender. And he joins us now. Benny Wender, thank you very much for your time. How did you manage to get a petition with 1.8 million signatures together out of a population of 2.5 million people?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Yes, this is a historical, this petition journey is really a difficult one. But we, people of West Papua sacrificed their life and be able to collect the petitions and secretly. And, you know, that is why is we call this petition is a contain of bone of people of West Papua. 57 years the struggle, under the Indonesian colonialists. This is collective voice refuse what happened in 1969. We denied our right to self-determination by the world, including United Nations, big power, which is Indonesia, US, and Europe. And
Benny, I want to get to the history of it, but I do want to ask you a little bit more about that petition. This is a country which is, you would say, under Indonesian occupation. The Indonesians, of course, say they have it by right. But in any event, it must have been a matter of endless little pieces of surreptitious behavior to get these signatures. Did you get them on paper? Was it an online petition? How did you actually gather the signatures?
It is manual petition. We have an online petition, but that is all from the Solidarity. It's almost 300,000. But this is the manual that delivered to the Human Rights High Commissioner. Is manual, and that petition is 40 kilo and huge book. Like, it's not normal books that we are talking, but it's huge book, very heavy, and people printed in West Papua and smuggled them to mountain range to cross the border to Papua New Guinea and then deliver to my hand here.
And how did you get it to Geneva?
I took myself to Geneva, and then Vanuatu mission in Geneva, the government organized to handing the petition to the High Commissioner, because this petition is very historical and that is people's voice.
And what was the reaction from Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, when you turned up with 40 kilos, this vast book, as you put it, of signatures?
Yes, I think, she's shocked, and as a human level, apart from the, her position, but as human level, she look at that petition, is very huge. And I say to her, this is the people petition, this is the voice. So I can see her eyes, the human level, she's surprised that huge petition. And I said, this is the biggest book. So, yeah.
What do you hope will happen with that petition now? What have you asked of her?
I asked regarding the issue in West Papua, humanitarian crisis in Duga, and Indonesia using chemical weapons to kill my people, and I they demand to send a fact finding mission for her office to West Papua.
This is a claim of the use of white phosphorus.
Yes, that's right. So, and then thirdly, I asked this petition to asking what happened in 1969 to review and give the people of West Papua another chance to choose their own destiny. The referendum, what happened in 1969, is a fraud, and that is a not genuine referendum. And
let's talk about 1969. Why did it come to pass that Indonesia got West Papua rather than West Papua getting its own independence?
Indonesia got independent in 1945. West Papua used to be Dutch New Guinea, one of the provinces. But then Indonesia really won West Papua because partly they claim that all the rest of the Dutch Indies are automatically are including West Papua. But the Dutch argue that these people are very different. They are not Malay, they are not Indonesian, they are the Melanesian, connected with the Papua New Guinea, Solomon, Fiji, Vanuatu, New Caledonia, they are the Pacific. So then they, give us independent. Just few month period, and then Indonesia intervened because they claim it's automatic ours, it's all the Dutch colony. 1963, Indonesia illegally occupied. Then that's the beginning of the bloodshed until today. Indonesia continued to
there
claim.
Was a strong sense that you were sold out by the United States.
That's right. That's second reason, because the Indonesia knows that West Papua are very rich. And then what happened 1967 before hold the referendum, Indonesia called the referendum. So the agreement was between Sukarno and the American government signed over our resources. So that's why we are demand our right to self-determination need to review, and we want to hold a referendum.
Well, Benny, you speak of this referendum in the 1960s that granted West Papua to Indonesia, but you say that was a false referendum.
Yes, it was. It was fraud. Only 1 in 26 the people out of 800,000 were given a vote. Most gunpoint. This is a well-documented weakness and has been admitted as a fraudulent vote by a member of the UN. So this is so-called act of free choice, but we call act of no choice was the use by the Indonesia remove, West Papua from the decolonization list. So that is why we now calling the new referendum. That's the demand this petition about.
So what do you think Australia should be doing as a close neighbour, as a sort of a regional power of some significance? What should we be doing?
This is why Australia is West Papua very close neighbour and very close. West Papua looking West Australia is just big brother and big neighbour. And we are talking about the next generation to come. And we know that Australia ordinary people are supporting West Papua, and there's a lot of solidarity around Australia because they care about the human right, and they care about the justice and freedom. Just they lended their support to the East Timorese people few 15 years ago. So they know that what happening, what Indonesia doing is same exactly what they did in East Timor. So, but I hope that the government could review the position on West Papua, because West Papua is depopulated by the Indonesian government, and in 50 years time, my people just leave, West Papua, and black people live there. People of West Papua really hope that Australia will change their view and position on West Papua, particularly foreign policy.
So it's been over 50 years now. You have struggled. It has been at times an armed struggle. Tell me what conditions are like now in terms of human rights, in terms of the freedoms for the people of West Papua.
People of West Papua never give up because Indonesia committed genocide, because Indonesia get away with impunity, and human rights situation in West Papua is not better from 57 years now. It's more people be killed, no freedom, no journalists not allowed to West Papua. People of West Papua denial their freedom, denial their right. So they just care about our resources, but Indonesia not care about the human being. And the preaching like good guys, we promote democracy, but in particularly, I'm talking in specifically in West Papua, we don't have any freedom at all. For example, people are collecting the petition, just the petition. They are not, rally or they are harassment, and some of them already put in prison while I'm speaking. So this is what happening. Every Papuans are scared, harassment, intimidation, and West Papua become a militarized.
You have a flag, the flag of the Morning Star. Is it still the case that you can be jailed just for showing the flag?
The flag is, you cannot raise this flag in West Papua. Even the people are printing T-shirt. And yesterday in Manokwari, place where people are celebrating, and what happened was that some of the boys are wearing Morning Star T-shirt. The military police will stop and take off these clothes from the body. Just, this is T-shirt, not flag. So it's a forbidden, this flag. On the other hand, Indonesia call, you know, this flag a cultural flag. But then on the other hand, they're trying to, stop it.
Do you have any promise from the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, having given her this petition, these 1.8 million signatures? Do you have any promises from her that she will do anything with that?
Yes, she didn't say anything, but she will deliver to Secretary General. UN, United Nations create to, looking after the whole world, whole planet, to safety and human rights, and we hope she will do something with that petition.
Okay, well, we will continue to watch it from here. Benny Wender, the chairman of the United Liberation Movement, the umbrella group for the independence movement within West Papua. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, we did ask the Indonesian embassy for its response, and it replied, saying, among other things, that Indonesian citizens in Papua and West Papua do enjoy a free and fair democracy. The embassy also says the petition presented in Geneva by Mr. Wender is a stunt. You can read the full Indonesian statement on our website.